This is Kevin Trudeau. I'd like to personally welcome everyone to the Mega Memory Program. This is an exciting program for me to put on tape and teach you. I hope it's going to be an exciting program for you to go through. I'm confident that it will be. I'd like to lay out the ground rules of this particular class to you. It's going to be different than probably any other home study course or any other workshop, seminar, tapes that you've perhaps listened to in the past, because we're going to be interacting. I want you to feel like I am talking directly to you. I want to have you feel that you and I are sitting close to each other, one-on-one, and I'm teaching you this breakthrough technology. Because if you have that feeling, I know that you will benefit from this class beyond your wildest expectations. Couple things that we need to go through right away. Number one, the way you go through this course is you listen to the tapes first. Each side of the tape is one lesson. Listen to one lesson at a time. When you're through listening to the lesson, then go to the workbook and review the material in that particular workbook, answering the questions and do the follow-up. Now, you'll notice that each lesson is between 20 and 30 minutes in length. There's a specific reason for that. This aids the learning process. Do not listen to these tapes while driving in a car. Not because you'll fall asleep, but because you need to be tuned in directly to the material that I am teaching you. Now, go through one tape at a time, one side at a time. I want you to find a place where you can sit down and have no distractions during the time that you're going through this particular workshop. Unlike other tapes, where you must listen to them over and over and over again to have the material sink in, this is a memory program. The exciting news is you'll only have to go through this course once, and that's it. But you must make sure that you're focused in during the time that you listen to the tapes. So set aside a time, set aside a specific place where you'll have no interruptions. Each lesson is only 20 to 30 minutes, so you can fit that into your day. We recommend also that after each lesson, and after you do the material done in the workbook, take a break. Some people sit down for 2 to 3 hours and try to study and learn new material. That is wrong. It is bad. It will hurt you in the learning process. You will not gain the full benefits as well as you could. What we want you to do is listen to one side, do the material in the workbook, take a 10-minute break. Then you can go to the next lesson, do the material in the workbook, take another 10-15-minute break, and go on. Or you can do one lesson a day. Doesn't matter, but never go past one lesson directly into the next without taking a short break. It allows the mind to relax and subconsciously review the material that you have been focused on for that 30 minutes. We also have found that it's very easy for a person to concentrate on anything for 30 minutes, and sometimes it can be more difficult the longer it goes. As a perfect example, when you watch television, most shows are 30 minutes in length, because that's the attention span of individuals. Next thing, before you listen to a lesson, refrain from eating heavy, greasy foods. If you're going to eat anything, eat something light. We recommend that you wait a few hours after you eat before you go through this program. Why? If you eat a lot of food, or if you just finish a meal, then sit down and do the program, most of the blood in your body will rush to your stomach to digest the food that you just eaten. What it does is it takes the blood away from the brain, and therefore your thinking and concentration is not as sharp. So refrain from eating prior to listening to each particular lesson. If you're going to eat, eat several hours before you listen to the course. Also refrain from drugs or alcohol, and especially stay away from sugar and white flour, again, at least a couple hours before you listen to each lesson. Sugar and white flour really dulls the senses in the brain. It makes you foggy. You can't concentrate well. Do not do it if you are serious about improving your memory, at least during this particular course. Now, that includes sodas. A lot of people have a can of Coke as they're listening to a workshop or in a seminar. It's the worst thing you can do. That sugar and that glucose syrup is really going to affect your concentration in a very negative way. Next point, do not take any notes while you're listening to the program. We were taught that if you really want to learn something, write it down. Nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, when you write something down, more often than not, the memory says, hey, I don't have to remember this. It's written down. So do not take notes. Only if I say write this down or do a specific exercise do I want you to write anything down. I'm even going to go a little bit further and say I don't even want you to have a pencil in your hand while you listen to this course. Second reason we don't want you to take notes is it's virtually impossible to listen and write at the same time. If I'm saying something that you think is important and you're taking down a note, you're missing what I'm saying at that particular moment. Do not take notes. Listen intently to what I say. It will work the best for you. Now, a couple other things we need to go over. The first of all, which is the teachability index that you must rate yourself on. What does this mean? Every person has a index, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, which determines how teachable they are. If you're a 10, you're very teachable. If you're a 1, you're not very teachable. There are only two variables in the teachability index, but you must answer each one and rate yourself. Now, this is not only going to determine how well you improve your memory, but it's also going to determine how well you learn anything. The two variables are simply this. Number one, what is your willingness to learn? There are people who invest time and money in programs. When they do, I believe that you have a very high willingness to learn. Folks, if you didn't have a high willingness to learn this memory program, you wouldn't have invested your money, and you certainly wouldn't have invested your valuable time to listen to it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I think most of you are probably a 10 on willingness to learn. The second variable, and answer this one to yourself also, what is your willingness to accept change? What is your willingness to accept change? Some people have a very hard time changing. Other people are willing to accept new ideas, new concepts, new theories. Evidence with the computer revolution. Some people say, no computers. Well, they're going to hold themselves back because that's a breakthrough technology that really speeds up efficiency and productivity. You need to accept that change. Some people refuse to take airplanes. They say, I believe in taking the train. Well, that's not an efficient use of time many times because obviously the technology is greater and we can get more done faster, more productivity by using the advancements that have come into being over the last several years. So ask yourself, what is your willingness to accept change? Now, that's very important because some people have a 10 on willingness to learn, but maybe a 1 or a 0 on willingness to accept change. I have to ask you this. If you have a 0 on willingness to accept change, what's 0 times 10? 0. Your teachability index, then, is virtually 0. You can't be taught because you can't change anything. If you have a high willingness to accept change, you'll have a very high teachability index. Now, every time I talk about willingness to accept change, it reminds me of a situation that happened to me several years ago when I took a typing class. Now, I wanted to improve my typing speed because I did have a typewriter. I did teach myself how to type with two fingers, like most people. And I type pretty fast with two fingers. But when I went to typing school, they told me that I had to use my entire hand, all the fingers. Of course, I explained to the teacher that my little pinky didn't work. I wanted her to alter the teaching to accommodate me. And she explained to me, Kevin, if you don't use all the fingers, you're never going to be proficient at typing. Well, I took her advice and I used all my fingers, and the first 2-3 days, guess what happened? My typing speed actually went down. I got slower. I thought, this isn't very good. I was typing faster and more accurately with two fingers. She said, Kevin, sometimes you have to take a step backwards in order to go 2 steps forward. Think about that. See, this particular program is going to be exposing you to different ways of thinking. And some of you might think, this is slow, this is cumbersome. Folks, it's not. And perhaps during this course it may be, but we're doing it slowly for a specific reason. Keep in mind, sometimes you have to take a step backwards to go 2 steps forward. If you do what we say in this program, your memory will become virtually like a superpower computer. It will be photographic because we are not giving you and teaching you how to have a photographic memory. What we're really doing is releasing the photographic memory that you already have. And when people start applying the things and technology and techniques that we teach, their memories dramatically improve. I remember a particular situation happened when I was teaching a program out in the Midwest. Had a student come in and say, "Kevin, I am flunking calculus. Straight F, straight F's across the board." And I thought to myself, boy, that's not real good. Well, why are you flunking calculus? And he explained to me the reason was, the primary reason, was he couldn't remember the formulas. He said, "Kevin, if I could bring in a note sheet with all the formulas written down, I'd do real well. Because I just can't remember all the different formulas and what goes what and what's the square root of what and etc." I said, "Well, that's real easy. I can teach you how to remember the formulas." So in 3 minutes, we taught this individual how to remember one very large, complicated calculus equation. Well, I was excited for him. The whole class was excited. And off we went. He said, "Kevin, I got a test the next day." He said, "I have 20 of these to recall. I'm going to do this tonight. This isn't going to take very much time at all. This is easy. This is fun." So I said, "Great, we'll see you tomorrow and tell us how you did." Next day he comes into class, and we were all very curious. We said, "How'd you do in your exam?" He says, "Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news." I said, "What's the good news?" He says, "The good news is I got a 100% on my calculus exam." I says, "Man, that's great. That's exciting." I says, "What's the bad news?" He says, "The bad news is the teacher wouldn't accept it." She said, "I can't go from an F to an A." Well, obviously he could, because he could remember all the words, all the formulas. Because he had a powerful memory, he could go from an F to an A. He had to actually take this particular test in the principal's office the next day. He still got 100 because it was locked in to his memory. Because his memory was released. His perfect photographic memory was released. Next thing I need to talk to you about is what they call a training balance scale. Now, in any type of training, there must be a balance between the two primary things that a teacher tries to get across to the student. I being the teacher and you being the student in this particular example. Now, the first thing is motivation. The second thing is technique. Now, most times, a person will attend a training program and they will be out of balance. Perhaps they overdose on motivation. And then what you have is an excited idiot. A lot of salespeople are like that. They're very excited about their product or service, but they have no knowledge, no technique to back up that motivation. Sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes you overdose on technique and you have no motivation, and people sit home and don't do anything because they weren't motivated to use the techniques that they were taught. Hopefully, and I'm sure this is true, during this program, we'll have a balance between the motivation and the technique so that you as the student can get the most out of this program. Next thing I want to talk about is the 4 steps that you will see yourself going through as you go through the Mega Memory program. The first step is a step that perhaps you were at before you saw the program exposed. Before you saw what could be done with a trained memory, you were at what we call level 1, and that is the unconscious incompetence level. What that simply means is you didn't know that you didn't know. See, you didn't know you had a memory that was waiting to be released. You didn't know that you had a superpower memory right there. So you were unconsciously incompetent. When you saw what could be done with a trained memory, you got to level 2. And level 2 is the conscious incompetent level. After you saw what could be done with a trained memory, you finally were aware, you were consciously aware that you were now incompetent. You thought, "Well, boy, if that guy can do it, obviously I can. I got a memory here, a powerful photographic memory waiting to be released." You knew it, but you still had to learn it. You were consciously incompetent. Throughout this course, you'll get to level 3. Level 3 is an exciting level. It's called the conscious competence level. That's the level where you know that you know. You are consciously applying and using the technology and techniques in your mind. Example, driving a 4-speed transmission for the first time. After you're taught how, you're at the conscious competence level because you have to think through the entire process. You think, let's see, push in the clutch, put it into first, ease out on the clutch, give it a little gas, and perhaps you stall the car out. You know what to do, but maybe you're not perfectly proficient at it, so you think through the process step by step by step. The exciting
news I want to share with you, as you're listening to this tape, is level four. Level four is automatic pilot. Level four is what we call the unconscious competence stage. And that is when these techniques are habit. You do them and apply them unconsciously, just like tying your shoe, just like breathing, just like walking, just like after you've driven that four-speed transmission for a week or two, you drive it, you shift completely unconsciously. You don't think about it anymore. You'll be driving down the road, shifting gears, pushing the clutch, giving it gas, without even thinking. It's being done automatically, unconsciously. And that is the exciting part of the Mega Memory Program. These techniques will get you to the point where they are habit. Actually, your mind will take over, and you'll be doing them automatically. We call it automatic pilot. I have received literally hundreds of letters from people around the country saying, Kevin, I took the program, I've used it, I've applied it, and it was like opening the floodgates because my mind is taking off without even me telling it to. It's automatically doing what we learned how to do. It's automatically applying the techniques, and they really work. Now, the format of this course is a very unique format. You see, each lesson builds on the next lesson. Therefore, it's important to do the lessons in the precise order, as I mentioned, but it's also important to make sure that you have a good grasp of the material covered in that lesson before you go on to the next. Now, that should not be a problem because it's structured where just the act of doing what we say to do in the lessons, by the time that you are through, you will automatically be proficient in it. But in case you're not, make sure you lock it in before you go to the next lesson. What we're going to do for the first 6 hours of this training is simply work on fundamentals and building a foundation. As you're listening to this, consider this. You can only build as high up as your foundation is deep. You walk in any city in America at a new construction site. You can tell how high the building is going to be simply by looking at the hole in the ground, because I need to build a foundation to support the building. Same thing here. We're going to work on building a solid foundation for you, for your memory, so that it can dramatically improve and you'll have your house built on stone as opposed to sand. Now, we will not get into any applications until the last quarter of this workshop, of this course. That's so important, and keep that in mind. Example, if you watch the baseball season in spring training, when they first come into spring training, they don't start playing baseball right away. They start doing calisthenics, push-ups, sit-ups. They run. They do exercises. They stretch their muscles and so forth. By the way, you've never seen anyone do a push-up in a baseball game. But why do they do that in spring training? Because they are training the muscles and getting them strengthened so that when he does the act in the game, he can be proficient at it. Same thing here in this course. We're going to do exercises. Some of them are going to be crazy, ridiculous. It may seem stupid to you. But folks, this course is pure genius. Throughout the years of testing, the technology is at a point where it's a perfect science, and it works if you simply accept change, do exactly what we say in a precise manner, it will work for you. Example, you take an aerobics class because you want the benefits of an aerobics workout. If you go to class and sit in the back and don't do the exercises, you're not going to benefit from the aerobics program. You need to do what you're being taught to do. Same thing here. Each exercise that we do, that I teach you and tell you to do, you must do it. The act of doing those exercises will get you the full benefits of the program. Now, many times these exercises, as I mentioned, will be ridiculous. They won't seem to make any sense. And you may be thinking, how are we going to apply this? Don't ask how to apply it. Many of the things that we'll be doing are not to be applied. They're simply exercises to expand and focus the mind. I have a poster in my office which has a scene on it of an iceberg in the middle of the ocean.
Very small iceberg, and there's many penguins on this iceberg. And they're jumping into the water one by one. Underneath the picture it says, don't ask why, just do it. Same thing here. Don't ask why, because it would literally take days to explain the reasons why each exercise is done, and the reason they're done in the specific order in which they're done, the reason they're done in the exact way in which they're done. You don't need to ask why. Just know that they work, just like aerobics, just like electricity. You don't have to understand how electricity works to benefit from it. If I asked you to describe how a car runs and how an engine works, some of you, most of you, probably couldn't explain it, but we don't need to understand it. We just need to benefit from it. Same thing here with the program. You don't really need to understand everything at this point. Do it, because it does work. You know, we've taught this to so many thousands of people throughout the U.S., and I mentioned we are flooded with letters from people that have gone through the program and benefit from the technology. It's exciting for me to get those letters, and I hope and I'm sure that many of you who are listening to this program will go through it and write me with your success story. I want to hear how this has affected your life and, in many cases, changed your life, made it better, maybe got you a better job promotion, maybe increased your self-esteem, perhaps gave you a better outlook on life, perhaps made you the envy of many of the people that you know because of your superpower memory, your photographic memory, your mega memory. I want to hear those success stories. I'm waiting to see the letters, and hopefully someday I'll be in your city doing a live workshop. And I'll be looking forward to meeting you at that point. This is going to be the end of lesson one. I hope that this course will be everything you want it to be. And with all my heart, I know that it will be. Apply the techniques, do the exercises with vigor, and enjoy this Mega Memory program.